You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross. I'm here with Daryl Phillippe of Murray State's Theater Department, and we're here to talk about Thursday's mature audiences only production of Dog Sees God. Daryl, welcome back.
Thank you, Tracy. It's great to be here.
And it's pretty apparent from the poster and from the description that this is would it be fair to say this is a grown-up Peanuts tale?
This is definitely a grown-up's Peanuts tale. Burt V. Royal has taken the universe that Charles M. Schulz created with his iconic Peanuts comic strip and has taken them out of their childhood, their innocent childhood that we know and love them for from the comic strip, and have placed them in high school, and they're undergoing much of the teenage angst that probably all of us have experienced at one point or the other. The characters are recognizable to us. They aren't exactly Charlie Brown. He's changed the names of the characters for copyright issues, obviously. So Charlie Brown is no longer Charlie Brown. He is known only as CB. Linus Van Pelt is no longer known as Linus. He goes by Van. The Schroeder character, who is an aficionado of Beethoven, the piano player, his name is Beethoven. Sally Brown is no longer Sally Brown. She is known only as CB's sister. Lucy Van Pelt is no longer known as Lucy. She is known only as Van's sister. And Pigpen is known as Matt. And he hates the name Pigpen now. And Peppermint Patty goes by Trisha, and Marcy is Marcy.
Marcy's still Marcy.
Marcy is still Marcy.
So obviously, I guess if you're going to go see this play, you need to know that this is not the Peanuts. But would you say that fans of Charles Schulz's work would probably find some interesting things in this play?
This is not the Peanuts. This is not You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. By any stretch of the imagination. Yes, if you enjoy the Peanuts, and if you grew up on the Peanuts either through the animated holiday specials that they did, or if you read, you can still read them almost daily in newspaper through reprint, but if you enjoy the theological questions that Charles Schulz brings up in the Peanuts, if you enjoy existential questions, which Charles Schulz brings up in Peanuts, then I think you will enjoy the aspects of this show along those lines. It really, at its heart, deals with what is life? How do I manage this life, this thing called life? And ultimately, what happens when we die? Is there a heaven? If not, then what happens to us when we die? If there is, then does that include pets? Does that include people who, of all walks of life, no matter their religious stance or perhaps even their moral stances? So there are a lot of questions that the play wants to ask and presents it to us, again, through that prism of high school angst.
It's a black comedy, but how dark does it actually get?
Well, not to give anything away, but the play starts off with a monologue by CB, and Snoopy is dead. That's how dark it gets.
Oh.
Snoopy has died of rabies, and not only has he died of rabies, it's a terrible description of how CB finds his dog in his little red doghouse, but he has also torn his best friend Woodstock to pieces, so he has murdered Woodstock, and that's how the play begins.
Well, because it only just takes off from there, right?
Yes, but you know that's a very dark tone to start the play, but at the end of the play, I think it does leave us with a great ray of hope. And that's one of, I think, the great thing, that if audiences can come and get past some of the downright, juvenile and perhaps even vulgar behavior and dialogue that some of the characters express, and they can stay focused on the main message of the play, which is this idea of hope and who is God and what is God and how do we create a relationship with God, then I think a lot of people will come away from the play satisfied with the evening. It's an extremely funny play, as well as having bits of darkness to it. There's drug use, there is alcohol use, there is teenage sexual behavior, there is the questioning of sexual identity that happens in the play. It deals with high school bullying, it deals with women's body images, it deals with, all those things that society tends to deal with.
Tell us just a little bit about the cast.
I have got an extremely wonderfully talented and diverse cast. There are a cast of eight characters, eight actors. They are all Murray State University students. I believe all of them are majors and or minors. Some of them are getting on to our main stage production for the first time as freshmen and sophomore, so that's really exciting. We've also got several upperclassmen that are in the show. I cannot speak enough about Brad Rogers, who plays CB. His work in this play touches me every night, and I literally do see it every night. And as the director, I'm probably the toughest audience he will ever have, but I was speaking with one of my colleagues the other day, and I've been teaching college for 14 years, and this might be one of the finest college actor performances I have seen.
Those are strong words.
He's incredible, as is the rest of the cast.
And this is a one-time only showing, correct?
No.
It's a specialist.
We're having an invited preview audience tomorrow night for Alliance. Thursday night, our opening night, is a special evening. We are having an opening night reception following the show. We have partnered with Jody Colfer Randall and LGBT programming, and also with Abigail French and the Women's Center, and they are going to provide refreshments at the end of the show. That is part and parcel of the post-show discussion that we will be having with the subject matter that comes up in the play. Dr. Joshua A. Dare and his Gender and Diversity Studies class will be facilitating that discussion. Because the show does deal with sexual orientation, sexual identity, and also the aspect of bullying, high school bullying in particular, these are issues that are near and dear to my heart, but as well as those groups' heart as well. So we'll have post-show food and also post-show discussion. And we certainly encourage as many people that can fit into the black box to come out for opening night. We'll also have a post-show discussion following the Sunday matinee. There will not be any refreshments or snacks after the show, but we will have a post-show discussion, again, partnering with Dr. Joshua Adair's Gender and Diversity class.
So Thursday and Sunday are discussions. And what are the other showings?
We have, obviously we have a Friday night show, Saturday night show, Sunday matinee at 2:30, and that the post-show discussion will happen following that, and then our final show is Sunday evening at 7:30. All of the performances, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night begin at 7:30, and the matinee starts at 2:30. Tickets are absolutely free for current MSU students. The tickets for AARP and MSU faculty and staff are $6, and then the general admission price is $8 for those tickets. It is in the Wilson Black Box Theater, and that's a small venue. We only seat about 60 people or so in that venue, so we do encourage people who are wanting to come see the show to come to the box office early, which will open about 6:30. To get tickets. People who might have reserved tickets, if those tickets are not picked up by 7:25 or so, then give those tickets to people who are on the wait list. I'm I'm thinking we're going to have a really great turnout for this show. There's been, I think, a good amount of buzz, certainly from the students in the department who have already got a sneak peek at some of our rehearsals. They seem to be spreading the word about the show. I really hope we're just sold out every single performance because, well, one, it's a great show, and again, we get a different look at the iconic Peanuts characters.
Daryl Philippi is directing Dog Sees God, Confessions of a Teenage Blockhead. It sounds great, and I appreciate you coming back on Sounds Good.
It does. I do want to say, I know because you do such a great job with your playlist every day, Tracy, that I think the playlist that we have for our show would make you happy. So,
well, I'm going to see the show, so I'll tell you. I'm sure I will.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Daryl.
Okay, thank you very much, Tracy.
You're with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.